You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 19th of December, 2024. We'll start first with the Australian dollar, which tumbled 1 US cent today to be at 62.2 US cents at the market close. That is a two-year low, and it comes as the US cut interest rates overnight, as expected, though, by 25 basis points to a range of 4.25 and 4.5%. Now, what wasn't expected was a change in future cut expectations from about 4 to 2. The Australian share market was also hit today. The ASX 200 down 1.7%. That's a five-week low. All 11 sectors in the red, tech, materials and banks the worst. For more, I spoke with Lachlan Halloway from Morningstar and first asked him why US rates were cut when its economy was performing above expectations.
Look, it's all about expectations and the outlook. So yes, presently the economy is running a little hotter than the Fed was expecting, but they still see an outlook where they're going to get back to trend growth, where the economy will cool and inflation will cool. And that allows them, and it provides them the flexibility to begin to reduce rates, the Fed funds rate, to a more normal, more neutral rate. So despite the fact it's running hotter and might take a little bit longer, the pathway to neutral is still there.
Okay, so this had a really big impact on markets today, particularly currencies, the Australian dollar hitting around about a two-year low against the US. But shouldn't the Australian dollar rise when US interest rates are cut? So why the reaction?
Yeah, again, look back to that piece about, well, what's changed with the outlook. So if you think back to September when the Fed met, FOMC members were expecting 4 cuts this year, so a fairly quick pace of monetary easing. As of last night, that's now 2. So we've sort of halved the amount of cuts the Fed members are expecting next year, and that's meant that the long-term outlook for interest rates has increased. So despite the fact we've got very short-term rates falling on the Fed rate cut, the longer picture seems like we might be going back into that sort of higher-for-longer narrative, and that's in the US dollar strengthen.
Okay, the markets have been hit pretty hard as a result. The ASX 200 down almost 2% at one stage today. I'm going to quote the Australian Financial Review because this is where I stole its headline. And I'm going to ask you, has the Fed killed the Santa rally?
Look, I mean, certainly the markets didn't like the more sort of a higher for longer hawkish Fed tone. Equity markets, as you point out, have had a pretty rough day, both abroad and here in Australia. I mean, look, we've seen both the Australian and the US equity market is overvalued now for some time. So a little bit of a pause and a reassessment in the outlook, I don't think is a complete surprise from our perspective. If you think about how hard equity markets have rallied, particularly after the US election, well, we can kind of see, was that justified perhaps with the economic outlook and perhaps not so quick a pace of economic and monetary easing. So we'd say, look, yeah, maybe the Santa rally has been arrested, but fundamentally what was driving equity markets up to these sorts of levels might not have been perhaps justified by the fundamentals.
Okay. Before we take a closer look at the outlook, is there any company news you're looking at today?
Yeah, so look, Woodside this morning announced it was going to engage in an asset swap with Chevron to acquire its assets in the Northwest Shelf. I mean, broadly speaking, this seemed like a strategically sound decision and deal for Woodside, given where their infrastructure is placed. I mean, broadly speaking, though, with Woodside and its peer Santos, the bigger picture is that we see both of these companies as materially undervalued, and energy screens as one of the cheapest sectors under coverage. And look, there's not a lot, it seems, priced in terms of upside here for oil prices. When you see global dislocations, for example, and going into next year, there seems like a lot of potential for uncertainty, the oil price responds to that. There isn't a lot, it seems, baked into Woodside and Santos right now. And I think with some fairly conservative assumptions about price and production, both of those companies look pretty cheap.
Okay. Morningstar recently released its Australian equity market outlook. Morningstar's saying that the market is slightly overvalued after a strong rally, as we've just mentioned, but plenty of opportunities remain. So first of all, run us through what's behind what you think is the overvaluation.
Yeah. So look, really, that's a function of how hard equity markets have run in the last year versus the pace of the broader economy. I mean, in the long run, economic fundamentals have to dictate equity market growth. We don't think that the economic picture hasn't really materially improved all that much in the last 12 months. I mean, we see, yes, maybe perhaps it's a little bit stronger than expected. We look at a bellwether stock like CBA, and its shares are up 40%. Now, if last year is CBA's cash earning potential 40% higher than it was, probably not in our view. So stock markets, and particularly blue chips, large caps, have run really hard against what we see as not a really material change in the economic and the fundamental outlook for these businesses. That's not to say all parts of the market are expensive, as you point out, but certainly some of these sort of safe haven, flight to quality type blue chip stocks have run really hard against a fairly muted economic backdrop.
Okay, so where are the opportunities then?
Yeah, so look, we'll refer back to energy again because that is the sector that to us it screens the cheapest across all our coverage. It's actually one of the only sectors in aggregate right now that we see as trading below our estimates of fair value. Woodside and Santos, again, I'll call them out as two of the names that stand out there. We also see, generally speaking, the small caps as offering more value than the larger peers. Again, those stocks have run really hard as investors became concerned about macro and they jumped into the sort of safe haven quality companies. But a lot of the small caps, of which there are many quality names there, were sort of left behind and they missed out on a lot of that big rally. So you've got to be judicious about investing in small caps because they're not all alike and they don't generally have the same quality as the large caps. But a lot of them look like to us they're offering a lot more value than the bigger end of the market right now.
That is Lachlan Halloway there from Morningstar. Don't forget, if you like the SBS On The Money podcast, to hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts from.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.